Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Some major Yankees and Phillies production lead to bad days for the Windy City fans, and some late heroics from the Say Hey Kid are all part of this June 6th History Sports Break. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome to the sports break for this June 6th. And our lucky numbers today of the uniform numbers are 28, 15, 6, and 24. June 6, 1934, New York Yankees outfielder Miro Hoag, number 28 that season, hit six singles in one game. A 1938 newspaper wire once said that Hoag was requesting a reasonable raise prior to the 1938 season after he outplayed teammate Joe DiMaggio in the World Series. It was hard to find press articles about Hoag, even on days like this where he had six hits in a game. And I guess when the Yankees had the likes of Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio on the roster, the rest of the fellas, well, they just didn't have a whole lot of room to put print about them. June 6, 1965, we have a couple different headlines from this day, and they're almost identical where players went 4-for-5 on separate teams. First of all, New York Yankees' Tom Tresh, number 15, hammered away three consecutive home runs to help blank the Chicago White Sox 12-0. And you think three consecutive home runs is a miracle? Well, it also happened that same day, June 6, 1965, when Philadelphia Phillies' Johnny Callison, number 6, launched three consecutive base cleaners themselves as the Phils downed the Chicago Cubs in their game. Now we bounce out to the West Coast a few years later on June 6, 1971. Willie Mays, number 24 that season for the Giants, saved the day once more as the legend hit his record 22nd extra inning home run of his career. It would be his final over-the-wall hit in the extra sessions of his glorious career. And interesting enough, he would play two more seasons. One more with the Giants in 1972, and in mid-season, he would go to the New York Mets for the rest of 72 and for the 1973 season. And if you remember right, he started his career in New York as a Giant in 1951 and played there for about 6 years until the Giants left in 1958 and moved to San Francisco. So things go full circle. Start in New York, end in New York, and have San Francisco in the middle. That was the ride of baseball for Willie Mays. We thank you for joining us here on this sports break for June 6th. Join us each and every day as we sweep through the headlines of sports history on team sports and the guys that wore the jersey numbers that made them things happen. So we take a look at these each and every day. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.